Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Served up by Wendy's on 104.5 The Zone. We are live from Titans training camp. Day 6 just wrapped up. Big thanks to Malcolm Butler for joining us. And with the crew all here, we have two guests to begin the hour, to begin the 1 o'clock hour, that we've been trying to get on for quite some time, Paul.
These two lovebirds, I celebrated a year anniversary of my site yesterday, and the first story, I think, on there was
July 31st of last year.
How Taylan Gallagher, spelled Gallacher, correct?
Yeah.
How she settled Taylor Lewan down. And she told me about this big
Locked
song and dance. This big song and dance and this big show that he gave you and how you wanted no part of him. Nothing. I love stories about how people don't want any part of Taylor Lewan. So start us off there. How was his pursuit and how was your rebuff?
Well, I was a bit of a woman on a mission, and Taylor was a bit of a song and dance, and I didn't buy it. I just thought that he was here to impress everybody, and I just thought he could talk his way in and out of anything, and I just didn't think there was anything genuine about the guy.
We're on a hot start. 104.5 to play off of his no bad days status. Now he had several bad days in his pursuit of you, it sounds like.
Well, I was like, I'm going to head out of here. And he said, good luck. You can't run faster than I can. And I couldn't, really.
Really?
I'm sitting here, so I can't. I'm only so tough. Here I am.
What was the turning point here where he managed to slightly?
Oh, this is getting personal.
Yeah. Not too personal, babe.
Well, honestly, we had a lot of talking, and it was a lot of, I don't want to see or hear what you can do. Like, I want to know who you are and, like, to the core of you. And he had to. You know, we had to define what a man was and stuff like that, and it wasn't his job, and it wasn't, you know, how hard he can make me laugh. It was a lot more than that. So he had a lot of soul searching to do if I was going to give him a chance.
They sound a lot like the conversations you had with Ken Wisenhunt, right, Taylor?
Yeah, those are right there. Those are right there, aren't they? No, definitely. When I met Taylan, I saw something for the first time that I wanted more than anything, and I knew the person that I was would never be able to achieve a woman like this. So I had to do a lot of changing, definitely a lot of changing. So I'm super lucky now. Just got her locked in. That's over.
It's so funny when we tell the story because it seems like it was the longest. It felt like it was 10 years we were getting to know each other.
Right.
And all this, like, you just changed so fast. And really, it was 5 weeks. 5 weeks he proposed. So, I mean, like, it's crazy the amount of stuff we did within 5 weeks in the sense of, like, just growing up, really.
Yeah.
Mostly you, but...
It was, yeah, mostly me. Mostly me.
So if you grew up for her in 5 weeks, why was the football so much slower?
Because that was the song and dance. You got to do whatever people ate it up.
I think, especially in Michigan, I got away with just being better than everyone. I mean, I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was just good at football. And I didn't realize what it took when you got to the NFL to kind of play at such a high level. And I think once I met her, the maturing off the field led to on the field. And I'm never going to stop, you know, talking trash. I'm never going to stop playing through the whistle and trying to hit piles and stuff like that. That's just who I am as a person. But I think just... She, once I changed who I was, she allowed me to grow so much more, and it's just amazing. I'm so proud of what we've both accomplished in the last couple of years.
You know, what I think it is, too, especially what I'm finding just being in Taylor's life and being in Nashville and stuff, when you have people who are so in the center of people's eye and, like, they're basically out there for judgment, you find people losing a sense of who they are because it's so much easier to be judged, and I've said this to you, Paul, so much easier to be judged for someone you're not than someone you are. But you also, that's where a lot of these quote-unquote celebrities get lost. So that was making sure he was at the beginning of all this. He was coming out of Michigan. He was going into the NFL. That's a whole different status. And I was watching a young guy kind of losing himself.
Chad likes to be our show shrink, but I think you're making a strong
point. Let's just point out one time before. I know you're about to ask another question where we only have so much time, but this is Taylor's like first time being on air, and she's just schooling.
She's been on TV.
I was a little nervous. You slayed it.
She's in some kind of TV special with monkeys crawling
out of your chest. She filmed the documentary.
I did. Well, it's not out yet. We've had me having the baby and stuff. Everything's been kind of put on hold, and I've just been, you know, really wanting to be a mom right now. But before this, I did a documentary on animal trafficking in South America, but it's way different than this.
And these monkeys aren't asking me questions. Though, right? These monkeys
don't judge.
These monkeys love to live inside my shirt. They actually were trying to pickpocket me 95% of the time. There's actually a story of a monkey who didn't like a guy, ripped out his Achilles heel. So these monkeys were pretty intense.
Wow.
Luckily, they just wanted to cop a feel with me. But
well, when that comes out, you'll let us know and we'll promote the
100%.
Taylor and Taylin the one, our guest here on the Midday 180. Taylor, she said that you proposed after 5 weeks. How quickly did you purchase the ring, though? If you proposed in 5 weeks.
This is a funny story.
Dang. Okay.
6 weeks.
No reason to get ahead of yourself.
Real quick, like, when we decided that we were going to give whatever this was a try, like, we decided we're going to go to L.A. because Nashville, as awesome of a city as it is a tight-knit circle. Yeah. And for us to really, like, dive into each other, we had to, you know, kind of get away for a little bit. So we spent 6 days in L.A., went 6 days to San Francisco, and then went through Bakersfield, California, down to Arizona. And then I started training in Arizona. She came back here to Nashville. Well, about 3-4 days go by. We're both, you know, kissy faces, FaceTimes, and saying, you know, you need to come back, and you come back. And she said she was going to come back, and I told her, if you come back, like, you're never leaving again.
He did say that.
And the minute...
So it's kind of a hostage situation?
It was a little bit.
Was a Stockholm syndrome going on here? And so when she booked her flight to come back down, I went and purchased the ring.
It feels like this is the perfect place for you guys. Like Nashville seems like it's the perfect spot for both of you to thrive. Am I wrong in saying that?
No, I mean,
that you couldn't make it anywhere, but this feels like the perfect spot.
Yeah, what was he trying to say?
No, I mean, we both love the city. There's no place in the world like Nashville. Like Nashville is its own entity, but. You're right in the sense that, like, it is such a big, what's the word I'm looking for?
Big little town?
Yeah, it's a big little town, but it's, like, such a big presence is what I mean. Nashville's a huge presence to be in, and to be someone like Taylor, like, he just thrives here. And I feel like I'm just, I don't know, how'd you explain that?
Waiting your turn? I don't know.
No, like, I just feel like I'm part of something really special.
Well, you're thriving in this interview, and he's not. So
I'm taking the back.
Now you guys see what happens behind the scenes.
That's right. I think, just the antics that have gone down in Nashville, I don't think I could be doing this for the Patriots or the Giants or anything that and have a city take you in the way they've taken me in. It's pretty spectacular.
I guess it's our family now. I think we have a lot of kids all of a sudden with Taylor's new name of this town.
Yeah, my new title.
So people walk around with Taylor Lewan is my dad shirts. Now, I see this. I can be a literalist. My dad just got to town. He's visiting me. If I greeted him at the airport wearing that shirt, I'm slapping him in the face. Shouldn't these people respect their actual fathers more, Taylor?
I don't know. I think it's... I mean, if we're getting literal, Paul, yeah, sure. You know, respect your family, kids.
Respect your dad.
I think we can all, you know, I have one kid. I have one.
He promises.
I promise.
Yeah. Let's hope.
But I think it's hilarious. I'm not going to lie. Like, it's so over the top. It's like just it's too funny.
People call you dad at the gas station and stuff?
I have people call me dad all the time. I don't really leave this area right now. I'm in the middle of camp. But
you
guys,
this has been going on way longer than the last couple of weeks. When I first met Taylor, like my brother's a bigger guy, not him at all. He's like made my brother call him dad. I don't know how he does it. I don't know how he convinces these grown men to call him dad, but he does it. And I think it's truly like I don't even know. I'm impressed, if anything, to be honest.
I hope your daughter calls you dad.
Taylor, you and I both know, though, if Paul had t-shirts that says Paul Kaharsky is my dad, he would love the idea.
That's not
Paul is standard. Everyone else's idea sucks until it's Paul's idea. That's the best idea.
No doubt. He was ripping someone for wearing a two-tone blue shirt just a week and a half ago. He ordered shirts for his website that are Titans blue.
It's my color. Right? Listen, it's Columbia blue, and Columbia was founded in 1754.
Just pointing this out.
Football was thought about.
Well, we shouldn't be talking about colors. We should be talking about colors, but like Paul, The last 3 days I've seen him, he wears the loudest shirt in the building every single
green
time.
This shirt one day, he's like,
it's neon. It's like neon. Shirt, huh? Like, it's like the color of this bottle cap. It's a Dasani bottle cap, for those of you who are listening. The guy is just beaming. He's just beaming. I'm like, you're hurting my eyes, Paul. You're crushing me out here, man.
I'm moving along. I hate to ask that question because it's such a cookie-cutter question, but you're a guy that could have a good answer to the cookie-cutter question. Like, you get $50 million guaranteed. What's top of mind? I saw you, Taylan, and I said, you got to buy yourself something. And you're like, oh, yeah, I'm going shopping.
Yeah.
So,
Mama's going shopping.
What's at the top of the list there?
My biggest thing I want to do is spoil my wife. Whatever she wants. She's got it.
All right. So what's top of the list?
Oh, God. Well, first of all, I haven't quite wrapped my head around what position we're in right now. Like, it doesn't really make sense.
You're filthy, filthy rich.
Well, that's the thing is, like, we're young. We don't understand this. Like, we always joke around.
First off, Paul, it doesn't hit the bank account until August 5th.
Yeah.
So
I got my list started at this point.
We're dying over here, guys.
Yeah. We are dying.
Somebody
winning the lottery.
Please, I have 4 days.
Getting some help me out.
If
you're listening.
What I really want to do is I really want to start a non-profit, which I'm sure isn't spending and probably not the answer that you're looking for, but I want to start a dog rescue and a cat rescue. So that's what I want to do. And with the second contract, that was the number one thing for me. But a new car is pretty nice. I wouldn't mind doing a new car. Yeah,
new car. New pair of shoes.
New pair of shoes. Why not?
Do we have
maybe some new earrings?
Do we have pets in the house?
I do have a dog. I do. She's a husky wolf, and she's actually really antisocial and pretty rude, but yeah, we love her.
She's a great dog, but she's also a terrible dog at the same time.
She's not a people pleaser.
She's not, yeah. She's more of a cat than a dog.
Yeah.
Taylan, does Taylor have a tattoo that you don't like?
A tattoo that I don't like? Well, I only came in on the leg.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Look at that.
But, okay, you guys.
Merely an opinion.
I'm here to make him the best version of himself. Don't expect me to change him. I learned to appreciate him and everything that comes with
him. That's nice. That's nice. I do have a tattoo on my side.
That's hilarious. Okay, so when I
don't lift it up. I'm sitting down.
There's a lot of cameras around. So he's got a tattoo on his side, and it's the first girl he ever loved. It's her initials.
Yeah.
And so I don't know what the initials are. So he told me about them, and I really didn't mind. Everyone has a history. So this is what he does. Instead of like covering it up with something cool or like just remove it, he actually just sailor crosses it out with an X and then writes my initials below it.
But now that we got married, I had to cross out the G and put an L.
Yeah.
So that's my favorite
tattoo.
That's number one for sure.
I'm not a fan of the tribal. I'm excited.
It's got to know what
to
cut, man.
He's got tribal here. I'm not a fan of.
You got to know what to cut, man.
Is that erasing?
Yeah, I'm the jam on my body. This thing's getting out of here. It's got to go, man.
No, he is. I'm not here to tell him what he does with his body. But I got least favorite, definitely my favorite one. I think it's hilarious.
Here's a secret to erasing it. Just don't get it.
Oh my God. Those of you who are almost in a car accident for that amazing joke, please, God, pull over. Oh my gosh, Paul.
Oh, the people over here are falling.
Here's what we'll do, folks that are listening and aren't afraid to express themselves. Get what you want. Because the thing is, you can remove it now, so it's all
but
right.
How's that removing process going?
It's not tight.
Yeah.
It's not fun, is it? Oh, no, it is not. It's like 8 to 10 treatments. No, okay, I'll actually tell you the story. So I start in Arizona, and this lady does it. She puts this numbing cream on. We hang out for 30 minutes. She loves to talk. And she ends up doing the removal, and I have, like, blisters that are literally sagging off my arms. And the next day, I'm actually working out with Richie. Yeah. Incognito, and like a ball's on the ground, and we both like jokingly go for it. Well, he bumps my shoulder and pops all these things down my arm.
It's been gross.
It was pretty gross. And so I was not excited. Come back to Nashville, and I try to find a place that does the same thing. It's a Pico laser. So I go to New Life Laser. There's a plug. And I go and get them to do it. And I'm like, yeah, so we do the numbing cream right. And like, oh, we don't do numbing cream here. I was like, okay, whatever, sure. She's like, well, start on the inside, we do ice. So she puts ice on the inside of my arm and does it, feels great. Well, this lady is extremely impatient from when we started to when we ended, because we went from putting like for 20 minutes on the inside of my arm to going like 2 minutes, to like pretty much no minutes. And then she started going outside the ice. It was very painful, I'm not going to lie. So I have a third treatment.
So basically, kids, don't get whatever tattoo you want, because you can't just remove it, and it really sucks if you have to.
So how many times do you have to do this?
This is like an 8 to 10-er. And I'm on 3 right now.
Oh. Yeah, it's not fun.
It's an off-season deal, I guess.
I don't know. I don't know. It depends what Vrabel's idea is for the fourth preseason game, because I might go try to sneak in one that last week.
You know? Is there a replacement idea, or are you going
to... I actually do. I do have an idea. I'm going to keep it to myself.
Yeah.
But I got an idea. I'm thinking I'm going to do a full deal with a hand and everything, too.
What part of your body aren't you going to tattoo? Actually, don't answer that.
We're doing we said no chest and back, right? No chest and back. I don't want to be the guy with a full body suit. I feel like that's a little too much. Expressing yourself and going over the top are two.
Who would have thought those words would come out of his mouth?
Yeah,
I think that's
right?
Too much.
Yeah. Like
that's
too much. Yeah,
that's too much.
The top.
Yeah.
Paul, it's two for two, folks.
That one was.
Oh my gosh! How do you guys just not cry? Like pee your pants when he's just telling jokes all day.
I know, it's a tough job.
Yeah. Is it ever off-putting the way Paul puts his phone in your face to take pictures? We always talk about this on here.
No, I don't mind my picture being taken, but when Paul's shorter and he goes like from the under, and you know, I don't have a strong jawline to begin with. It's
you know what?
I told him once to wipe his nose.
Yeah, you got me once.
You hooked him up.
You know. Talking about our relationship, your guys' relationship has really flourished in the past year. Because I'm telling you, when I first came, I heard your name.
My name was Mud.
Yeah. And then we ran into each other where? Jersey Mike's.
Yeah, Jersey Mike's.
And
up
I think
here.
Everything changed since
it
that day.
Beautiful.
Yeah. It was a beautiful moment.
You are the reason for everything.
You know what? I think I'll take credit for that, too. No, I think I'm the reason why this relationship got so good.
You ran into Paul separate of Taylor?
No, we came in together.
Oh, okay.
He introduced me. He's like, this is the guy I told you about that I used to hate or something like that.
Well, because we walked in, he goes, there's Paul. And I'm like, that's Paul? And he's like, yeah. I was like, should we go say hi? And he's
like,
sure.
She said, like, that's Paul.
She's like, that's it? What a handsome Paul. The way you described Paul.
He's supposed to be bigger.
Yeah, we walked up. And ever since then, I really have seen you guys flourish in front of my eyes.
You know what? I will say.
Thursday night.
Yeah.
I will say there's some guys in that locker room, man, that aren't a big Paul Kaharsky fan.
Number 53.
I'm okay. I'm okay with Paul.
We've talked about this on the show. We can name names that Paul wants to. Again.
Yeah.
Well, Darren Bates hates me, I think.
Yes.
I think that's safe.
I think to save time, you should talk about the people that like him.
Like,
and I think
Taylor.
Marcus
likes Taylor. Marcus doesn't hate anybody.
Marcus is an angel.
The Marcus.
I think I'm going
to Xavier Studiofilo can't hate a person either. but he's new. So give him time. Give him time.
Give it a week.
You haven't met him yet?
Yeah. Give it a minute.
And literally that's everyone else hates
you. I think I'm all right with Supernaw.
Logan is fine.
Logan.
Yeah.
I helped Logan make some extra money on the side.
You and Woodyard hit it off okay.
Like, yeah, we had a bad start.
Yeah.
Like I did with a lot of
guys.
People.
Can we get back to Talon, please? This is, come on.
Okay.
Ask Talon.
If you guys are the new first couple of the Titans locker room, which couple gives you the most competition for that claim?
Oh, I like that.
Hold on. I don't even. We can't even answer that question.
I mean,
we like competition.
I think. I love the Woodyards. I really respect and admire their relationship. I don't know them very well, but I've always. That's my first. When you ask that question, that's the first one that pops into my head.
Nice.
Turo Arakpo, I think they have a really strong relationship too. I really appreciate relationships that you can tell like they have a completely separate life outside of this life. They keep it that way. Like I those are the type of relationships I definitely admire the most.
A lot of these couples are going crazy with the eating super clean, vegan, everything. Are you guys on that train?
We're very clean eaters. I've always been before Taylor is big into nutrition and stuff like that. He's not a vegan. We haven't gone down that route.
We've had a couple conversations about it.
We've had a couple. We're not against it. I think it's out of right now in this like peak of his career. We don't really want to mess around with anything because he's naturally not supposed to be this big. It's harder for him to keep on weight than it is to keep it off. So as soon as you start playing with his diet like that, like we can't. He's got too important of a position to be playing like that. So that's basically our only reason why we haven't tried anything like that.
It takes a lot to look this average, Paul. But I will say this. Caveman days, right? There were hunters and there were gatherers.
Which are you?
I'm a gatherer.
Alphas and betas.
Savage.
Just joking.
I mess around with those guys all the time. Like I'm not a big red meat guy.
No, I've never been a big red meat.
Don't eat pork, but I'm a big chicken, big turkey guy. We'll do steak. Fish. Jeff Ruby's.
Oh, here's the plug. Jeff Ruby's is the best steak you'll ever have. The Wagyu.
They're getting a lot of plugs.
It's a genuine religious experience. Jeff Ruby's is legit. It's the best. It's the best in town.
Yeah, it's
from the bread to the dessert, the homemade, whatever donuts in there. Oh my god.
Taylor, this is over. We need to go to Jeff Ruby's.
I'm taking.
You're gonna have an endorsement from them. They're gonna be contacting you.
New life laser.
Yeah.
He's going to eat a steak and get his tattoo removed simultaneously.
Taylor, final thing for you. When I'm on the sideline and he gets a personal foul and he begins to lose his mind because Taylor's an alpha on the field.
Yeah.
I love
that. What's going through your mind? My mind, I'm just getting out of the way as he comes back to the sideline.
So
what are you watching?
There's a method to Taylor's madness. Everything I see out there is just, there's a method to his madness. I never actually worry that he doesn't lose control. He's actually completely in control when he's doing that. But I'll tell you what, when I hear that whistle blow, there's a few moments where I'm getting really in touch with the big man upstairs. I'm praying I don't hear 77 come out of his mouth. So that is my first fear. But when I see him kicking his feet around or whatever he's doing out there, I don't pay attention to it. I just keep watching what's the next play because it's nothing to worry about.
Is there ever eye contact during the game?
Oh, he blows me kisses.
All the time.
He blows me kisses.
I find out where she's at from the beginning. I'm looking at her the whole time.
If they're doing really good, look up, like cheering on, like yeah. He's super excited. He's just, it honestly is like watching a kid play a sport out there. He's just having fun. He's just completely loving the game of football.
Well, she's my best friend. So,
you weren't looking at her.
It's cool.
You weren't looking at her during that Whitney Merciless game.
I didn't know him.
Oh my God, Paul.
I didn't know
yet. Oh my gosh.
Listen, cool. I think we all were moving on from this.
Keep swinging. Dang it, Paul. Gosh.
No, yeah, you know what? We'll talk about that. Let's talk about it. It was a bad game.
Yeah.
All right.
I
had a bit of a deal going on with my shoulder. That's not an excuse.
Sounds like one.
It does, doesn't it? I didn't play hot, but
it's a long ancient history.
They're pros too, man. They're going to get you once in a while. That's just how it is.
And we're going to mock my jokes, but we're not going to mock your cliche.
Yeah,
I'm just saying they're pros too.
They get paid too.
They get paid too.
I can get this from so many people in the locker room. If they ever let me back in the locker room,
Paul's coming in hot.
Paul's
trying to gain some authority right here. He knows he's down a little bit in this segment. Yeah, he's trying to reach back up.
It's true. No bad days.
Zero.
Bad days.
Zero.
How quickly do you check the bank account on August 5th?
How quickly do I check
midnight?
The bank account on August
5th? Midnight? Like, when is this?
I don't. I'll tell you what. I don't know when exactly it's gonna happen. But from my first contract, it's kind of like my rock story. Is I remember like looking at my like Chase bank account and I had $12.50 in it. $12.50. And I remember I signed and then we actually had a movie day. And if Rabel is listening to this somehow, we're all counting on a movie day someday during camp. I remember we got out of the movies and I checked my bank account and it no longer said $12.50. And I was like, I was blown away. It was like, it doesn't matter, you know, how old you are or anything. Like when this kind of stuff happens, like you just,
it humbles you.
It definitely does. Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy how much it humbles you.
Set up some text alerts.
Yeah, no. I might think it's the best.
So I think it's crazy. It's just wild, and it's cool to think that through like the last 4 years of playing football that you've earned something like this. And I literally would not be here without her. She's the reason why like this whole record, everything, like it would not have happened like this. I might not be on this team. I might not be in the NFL.
So. It's really
you give
fun
me too much credit
that you've given us a glimpse into it. That's stuff that we don't often get into, and frankly, we're not interested in a lot of wives and personal lives at home. I'm not, but your story has been an excellent one, and it's obviously we've seen the tangible benefit that's come out of this relationship. And I think people in town who are calling him dad,
keep it going.
Doing it
keep it going. We love it.
Now they're learning about mom.
Taylor is my mom.
I think
I'd wear that.
Oh,
I think
God.
if the midday 180 could, let's keep an eye on Taylor and what she's got next up her sleeve. I don't know what she's gonna do, the nonprofit and stuff like that, but her whole goal is taking over
maybe
the world. So if you might do
maybe
it,
change their
this will not be her last appearance on the show.
This is what she does. She goes on 3-year cycles.
Yeah, exactly.
We actually have a contract.
Thank you.
Here's your percentage. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Taylor and Lawan have been our guests. This has been awesome. Thank you for sacrificing what is like your lunch break right now.
It is. So you guys owe me lunch.
Thank you. And Taylor, thank you for coming out here and actually sitting down with doing the first interview. This is awesome.
Yeah, no, this has been awesome. I've been having fun.